From Tidbits on April 2nd, 2013, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. Apple has released Final Cut Pro 10.0.8, a maintenance release with a short list of targeted fixes and improvements to the professional video editor. The update adds an option to display ProRes Log-C files from Arri Alexa cameras using standard Rec. 709 color and contrast levels, provides support for the Sony XAVC codec up to 4K resolution, renders time-reversed clips in the background, adds the capability to use key commands to adjust clip appearance settings in the timeline, and enables you to view real number metadata located in the timecode track of video files. The release also fixes an issue where green frames were generated using some third-party effects, resolves performance issues that occurred with certain titles and effects, ensures correct volume levels for mono audio files in a surround project export, and fixes the niggling problem of drop zones getting reset to the first frame of video after a restart. In addition to Final Cut Pro 10, Apple has also updated Motion to version 5.0.7, with fixes for the green frames and performance issues with titles, plus a stability issue in splitting layers in the timeline, and Compressor to version 4.0.7, moving the 1GB file size limit when uploading to Vimeo, and fixing stability issues with MPEG-2 files and QMaster. Following the recent release of version 6.0 of its two PDF manipulation programs, Smile has updated PDF Pen and PDF Pen Pro to version 6.0.1, with several essential fixes. The new release enables you to export Microsoft Word documents running macOS 10.7 Lion, and Preview and Quick Look will no longer be able to display a password-protected PDF saved by PDF Pen. The update also fixes issues with importing and using library items, ensures that PDF portfolios and LaTeX-generated PDFs can be opened, resolves a potential hang when right-clicking in the sidebar, enables use of the Populate Scripts menu in Lion, and fixes links to PDF Pen Pro-specific help topics. Note that as of this writing, both PDF Pen and PDF Pen Pro have yet to be updated to version 6.0.1 in the Mac App Store. Upgrades from a previous version of PDF Pen or PDF Pen Pro cost $30 via Smile, but are free to those who purchased on or after October 15, 2012. If you want to upgrade to PDF Pen Pro from a previous version of PDF Pen, the price is $40. Econ Technologies has released ChronoSync 4.3.7, bringing a few improvements to how the synchronization backup application works with network volumes. The update now enables you to specify a login domain when entering a username and network volume target options, plus it adds logic that aids in detecting when a mounted SMB volume becomes disconnected and changes the way file and folder information is collected from NAS volumes to prevent overloading and hanging. The release also fixes a bug where mounted local and network volumes were not ignored when scanning only local files. Other squashed bugs include a problem where scheduled syncs would stop running after a misscheduled sync, a hang caused by sending a notification email message after aborting a sync, and a minor problem with date conversion when no date is specified. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Transporter, and DOS Keyboard. If you like listening to articles, please visit our podcast page on iTunes and leave a rating and or review. We only have 8 ratings right now, and the only review is one of the 2-star ones. Man, really, we could use some help here. To find that link, click the podcast link in the upper left of the Tidbits homepage at tidbits.com. Once there, you can also follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks for listening.